The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Seita Daf Chav Gimel. The Mishnah says many halachas, which are different between a kohen and a kahanis. One of the halachas is that a kahanis p'tama l'meisim, a female kohen is allowed to become tummy to a mace, to a dead body. A kohen, a regular male kohen, a man is a kohen, is not allowed to become tummy for a mason from a dead body. The Gemara says on the days we learn from a pasuk, Emor al kohen b'nei Aaron, she told the kahanim, the children of Aaron, b'nei Aaron v'loy b'nei Aaron. The only b'nei Aaron have this iser, and not b'nei Aaron. When it says, nefesh le'itama ba'amav, to be careful from tumas mace, it only applies to b'nei Aaron and not to b'nei Aaron. Now, there's different ways a person can come tummy from a mace. Tumas maga, touching the mace. Tumas masa, lifting up the mace and carrying him, even if you're not touching him. And tumas oil, being in the same room or under the same roof as the mace. Now, tumas maga and tumas masa don't really pertain to kahanim nowadays. They don't really have to worry about it because unless someone's on the chavak kedisha and they're actively touching the mace, there's not much reason to think they're ever going to come into contact with tumas maga or tumas masa and have to worry about one of these forms of tumah. However, there are some examples of tumas oil which kahanim have to watch out for nowadays, and kahanim try to be very careful to avoid these forms of tumah. We're going to give a few examples. Besides the obvious, like kahanim, where they have to be careful when they go to levayas, they can't go inside the funeral home, they can't go inside the base of levayas because the mace is there. They have to stay a certain distance away from the any open door to the funeral home, to the place where the levaya is going on. That's obvious. They know that when they come to a levaya, there's going to be a mace there. That's why they're going to the levaya, and they know to keep their distance. However, there's some other less obvious examples. For example, very often one's driving on the road and they see on the side of the road there's a basic forest there, there's a cemetery there. Now, if there's a tree that's standing in the cemetery, many cemeteries have trees in them, and there's a tree and there's a branch of the tree which is going over a grave, it's going over a mace, it's going over a grave, some of the graves, it's also continuing, extending, going over the road, then a kohen who goes under, drives under, could have a real issue of tumas oil. He's in the same oil, he's under the same branch of the tree, if it's a tevach wide, if it's the yesh tevach, the branch is a tevach wide, about 3 or 4 inches, then he's under the same oil, the same roof as the mace is, and he has a real problem of tumas oil, a serious problem. Most cases you don't have that. Usually when you have a cemetery near the road, you don't actually have a branch that's going over the mace and going over the road that someone's driving under. That's not usually the case. However, there isn't the kandar abon of schachos uprois. Schachos is a concept of, you have a tree that some of its branches go over kvarm, they go over graves where people are buried underneath, the mace are buried underneath, and some of these branches extend over the road. Even if you don't actively have that branch that goes over a mace, that clearly we see it's going over the road, but if you have a few branches together, and a few small branches, and if you'd be able to put those branches together, imagine them together as one, it would create one oil that's going directly over the mace, over the grave, and going over the road. That's a tumah d'rabbanan, Rishayim says it's d'rabbanan, of schachos. Lashon of schach, of covering over. A few thin branches, if they're close enough to each other, that if you put maziv, if you put plaster there, it will be able to hold up the plaster, and then it will be a tevach wide. We imagine as if the plaster is there, as if it's a tevach wide. And with the rabbanon, we imagine it, we have to view it as if there's one big oil, one big roof of the branches with plaster going over the cemetery and going over the road. And the kohen who drives in this road and drives under these branches is coming into contact with a tumas chach, a surprise, drabonin, a drabonin, a form of tumas oil. It's pashtus not the rice, but there is a tumas drabonin involved of schachos, of being under the same imaginary oil based on the branches of the tree that's going over part of the cemetery, the graves, and going over the road. Now, the halacha is as follows. A kohen is not allowed to come tummy from a yiddish mace with the raisa. That's clearly a halacha. He's not allowed to come tummy from yiddish mace the raisa. Schach is a price. It's almost el drabonin. So the issue of the kohen has el drabonin. What about becoming tummy from a gayish mace? Could a kohen become tummy from a gayish mace? So the Shulchan Aruch says that Tzarech Lizar, the Masa Nachman Lizar, it's good a kohen should be careful to avoid tumas oil from a gayish mace. Machlekes of Shimon and the Rabbanon, if goyim have tumas oil, Magu Masa, come out all the Rishonim agree that that applies by a goy. A goyim are matamik magu masa, but nowadays we don't have so much issue with magu masa because the kohen is not coming in direct contact with the mace. We're worried about tumas oil. So the machlekes tanaim, b'shim b'yochai against the rabbanon, if adam kiyamas ma'oil, we say only a yid is called adam a yid is tumas oil and not a goy. Although the ikra din we pass in the halach is like the Rambam that a goy does not create tumas oil, but the Shulchan Aruch says that we should be nizel lachatchila, kohen should be careful lachatchila to be chayish for the shita of the other rishonim who go like the rabbanon, that goy does create tumas oil. So kahanim generally try to be careful to avoid tumas oil even from goyim, because that's what says in Shulchan Aruch. Doesn't say it's aser. It says sarach lizar, nachum lizar. A kohen is important. A kohen should know that he needs to be careful trying to avoid becoming tumas from the goy. And Moshe says mitzvah that tzarach gadol we can make. Since ikar de mutter tzarach gadol is a very big need. A kohen can make in regards to tumah from tumas alkum. The general kohen have to be careful even from tumas alkum. So here most places can say that in regards to the cemetery with the tree hanging over the road, that there's a real issue of tumas oil. There's a real tumas oil extending from the cemetery over the road. So even if it's a goyish cemetery and there's no chashash, there's no concern, there's a yid buried underneath the branch of the tree, still a kohen has to be careful, because sarach lizar, nach lizar, it's important that a kohen should be careful to avoid tumas oil from a goy. However, if the whole issue over here is a tumas of schach is a price, a drabondig a tumas, a drabondig extension, a chazal extended the concept of tumas oil. So here, by tumas akum, tumas from a goyish mace, if it's a goyish cemetery and there's no yidden, we don't have to be afraid of yidden buried in the cemetery under this tree, then most places can say it can make up. Dov Feinstein in his Sefer Shalos Tshuvos Dibar Tabom, the Talmud of Dov Feinstein brings from Dov Feinstein over there, they says on Tzchach Zupray, this Tumah Drabonic extension, Rabbinic extension of Tumas Oil. So in regards to Goyish Mason, Khan don't have to worry about it. Shlomo Miller gave Shripsak also in Lakewood that Tzchach Zupray is Drabonon, a Drabonic extension of Tumas Oil. Khanim don't have to worry if it's Tumas Akum, if it's only Goyish. It's only Goyish Mason. Then you have to check out the cemetery. Sometimes it might seem to be a Goyish cemetery, but they're a Fry Yidden, irreligious Jews who lived in that area who are buried in that cemetery, then you might have an issue of Tumas Yisrael. There might be a Sophic, and that's something that would require a Psak. How much one has to worry if it's Tumas, that should be Tumas Yisrael, or maybe only Tumas Akum. Is it real Tumas Yisrael? Is Chos the price? We're just trying to bring out the points, and everyone can ask, any clinic can ask their own Shiloh as it applies to them. If a certain road that they tend to travel on goes under trees which are connected to us, which are hanging over, connected to a cemetery, do they have to worry about driving on the road that goes under the trees? That's in regards to driving on roads that go near cemeteries. Another place where this concerns us is by a hospital. A kohen wants to walk into a hospital. Now, a hospital is obviously a dangerous place for a kohen to walk into, because people die in hospitals. Unfortunately, people don't always make it. People in hospital very often are usually seriously ill, and most of them survive, but some of them end up being nifter in the hospital. And here again, we have an issue of Tumas Yisrael, or sometimes only Tumas Akum, based on how many Yidden frequent this hospital. Is it in a Jewish area that a lot of Jews use the hospital? Then the kohen has to be afraid there's Tumas Yisrael there. If there's not so many Jews using the hospital, or if the Yidden who die in the hospital generally get removed right away by the Chevra Kedisha, it's from Yidden, and they're not there for any long duration of time, so then maybe it's more an issue of Tumas Akum, of Goyish Tumah, not so about Yiddish Tumah. And then the Tzarech Godot is a big enough need, one can make it, like Rebbe says, one has to know what's considered a big enough need, how important is it for the kohen to go in. Now there's different levels of Tumah to worry about in the hospital also, similar to what we said about the trees hanging over from the cemetery, there's Tumas Oil de Reisa, and there's the abundant concept of Schach surprise of overhangs from trees and walls and as such. So by the hospital also there's different levels of Tumah to worry about. There's obvious Tumas Oil. If a kohen is under one roof and there's nothing separating him from the mace, then you become talking about terror of Tumas Oil from the mace. That's the dry stick of Tumah of Tumas Oil. Now usually in the hospital you're not going to have that, because a dead body is going to be in the room, usually the door will be closed. And even if the door happens to be open, the kohen is not going to be walking through the hallway that directly goes where the mace is. So there'll be some door, some closed door between where the mace is and where the kohen is. After a few hours, the mace, if the Chavak Nish doesn't come, or if it's a Goyish mace, the mace gets moved to the morgue. The door of the morgue is generally closed. Unless they happen to bring a mace in or out at that moment, the door of the morgue is closed. Once there's a closed door in between, we don't have the conventional Tumah of Tumas Oil. Now the question is, what type of Tumah do we have? There's a concept described in Mishnayos and Olos and Pasuk Shulchan Aruch, that there's a concept of Seif Tumah Lotis. That means that even if the Tumah, the Tumas Oil is not here right now, but if the mace is eventually going to travel through this hallway, or through the room which I'm in right now, so I will become coming from this mace, even though the mace is not here yet, and there's a closed door, the door of the room where the mace is right now is closed, we imagine as if, so to speak, as if that door is open, and as if the mace is already traveling through the hallway. The Tumah precedes the mace, it comes before the mace. Any hallway or pathway the mace is going to take to get out of this building already has the Tumah. Same applies if there's an overhang from the building. There's an overhang, and the overhang extends over the front door, and the overhang extends also over the route that's taken to get out of the morgue. So since the mace eventually will be taken out of the morgue through a back door and under the overhang carries the tumult to any place that's under the overhang. If the same overhang extends over the front door, the main entrance to the hospital, anybody who walks into the main entrance of the hospital is coming into contact with Seif Tumalotes, from the mason that are in the morgue, because the mason are in the morgue eventually they can travel out of the back door. They don't take them out from the front door, they take them out from a back door near the morgue, and then the tumah extends under the overhang and all the way to the main entrance of the hospital. Some different areas hospitals are built differently. Many hospitals do have an overhang, many other hospitals don't have an overhang, so that's something which has to be inspected by qualified rabbanim who are not kahanim, who can enter the hospital, who can walk around the hospital and see if there's a problem of overhang from the morgue. sometimes there might be a problem that even if the door of the morgue is closed and the mace can be taken out of the back door when they take the mace out of the morgue, but there's no back door straight out of the building from the morgue, the mace gets taken from the morgue back into the hallway and then out of the back door. And that hallway might be connected, sometimes, believe it or not, all the way to the main lobby. Many hospitals keep the doors to the hospitals, all the doors and the hallways propped open. It's much easier for the hospital staff. It's constantly walking through. They have cleaning crews coming through with the, you know, the janitor has to walk through. They have people transferring, nurses transporting sick people in stretchers. And it's much easier for them if the doors are always open in the hallways. So they keep all the doors and all the hallways open. So although the morgue might be hundreds and hundreds of feet away from the main entrance, it could actually be that when they open the door to the morgue to take the mace out into the hallway to go out the back door, that hallway is one big open hallway all the way to the main entrance. So then there will be a problem of sleptoma losses even coming into the main entrance. In some hospitals, the morgue itself, there's a back door to go out and there's nothing to worry about. Once the mace in the morgue is going out the back door, there's no overhang that goes anywhere. There's nothing to worry about in terms of regular dead bodies. Then there's a problem of a nepha. What happens if there's a fetal demise? A lady's pregnant and the baby comes out and doesn't survive, but it's a stillborn, or the lady has to have a DNC and the child removed earlier because the baby didn't survive some forms of miscarriage that typically take place in the hospital, and the fetus is removed in the hospital, that nepha can also have tumas mace. If it's a whole nepha, if the whole nepha is intact, comes out intact, then there's tumas mace. Even if and there's a DNC done and the navel doesn't come out intact, the fetus does not come out intact, and there's a gezeis basar, there's a gezeis of flesh left from the navel, so that also creates tumas meis. Even if one navel, sometimes might have a gezeis basar, if it's very small, and there's two different nephilim, two different of these fetuses that didn't make it, they're in the same room, or they're together, or they're both going to go out through the same hallway, it could be the mitzvah, they combine to make a sheer gezeis. Once we have a gezeis of basar hameis, gezeis from the meis, even if it's basar from a navel, that also creates tumas oil, and that also creates sleptoma losses. Some hospitals, the door to the pathology department where they study the remains of these nephilim, of these babies that didn't make it, to figure out what went wrong or what's going on over here, that the baby didn't make it. Some hospitals, they keep the door to the pathology department wide open during business hours because the people, the pathologists, are constantly walking in and out. It's easier to keep the door open. So then that whole hallway that's open to the pathology might actually have a tumas oil. Other places, the door to the pathology is closed, but since eventually the nephil has to be removed and taken out somehow, whether it's the morgue or a different exit, it's going to be used to get the nephil out of the building. So there won't be a direct problem of tumas meis, but there will be a problem of safe tumalosis. Because since the nephil is eventually going to be taken through a certain path through this hallway to get out of the hospital building, so then any hallway that's going to be used has this tumah of soif tumalatis, that eventually the tumah of the mace is going to get here. Already now it has a certain element of tumah that precedes it, that runs ahead of it. The tumah is already there. And in many hospitals, there's an atrium by the main lobby that's open all the way to the second floor, to other floors, and then if there's tumah in any of the hallways or any of the floors based on the pathology department or anything of the like, or a morgue or something like that, soif tumalatis, it's going to extend all the way down to the main lobby. There's going to be no way to go in and out of the hospital without coming to contact with this tumah. In some hospitals where the firma didn't have an influence over there, they're able to work it out, that the pathology door, they should be closed, or additional doors should be closed, to avoid having these problems of tumas meis, and avoid having this problem of soif tumalatis. It's soif tumalatis deraisa derabanan, although by schoches, we said very confidently before, by the cemeteries, those trees, that tumas schoches is only derabanan. Soif tumalatis is not so clear in the Rishonim and the Achronim, if it's a deraisa concept, or it's a derabanan concept, the steers and rashis, different places in Shas, the different truths and the shdegvetis, and the Yeshua, and the Mishkazankiv, some try to make it deraisa. Soif tumalatis, some say it's derabanan. The Rabbi Bakhtinur also, it's not clear. He might say it's Drabonon. Taiz Gamta says no, he really means Deraisa. Does not mean Drabonon. There's a Shach, Nuchos Tumas Kainim, in your day that seems to say that the Sef Tumalat is only Drabonon. The Magna Vrom, Nuchos Shabbos argues and says it's Deraisa. The Chachmas Adam and Aruch HaShulchan were two big Paiskim from Lithuania from the later years. Nuchos Tumas Kainim and Nuchos Avelus, they very clearly go that Sef Tumalat is Deraisa. Others seem to say it's Drabonon. The Primogonim, Hilch Masias Kapayim, by Lachos of Duchning, of the Kais Duchning, and they find out there's a mace over there. Primogonim seems to say that it's the Sef Tumalat is Drabonon, and the Mishnah Berurah in Simakuf Chav Ches Narachim quotes the Primogonim, so it seems that the Primogonim and Mishnah Berurah go with Drabonon. On the other hand, the Chachmas Adam and Aruch HaShulchan went to Deraisa. We don't really have a clear Achra, a clear Psak, whether Sef Tumalat is Deraisa or Drabonon, so it's not as easy to make on the Svekas of it, or on the borderline cases of it, as it was by Schach of Surprise, by the overhanging trees from the cemetery. So this is something that everyone would have to ask their own Shaila. Should they worry about Sef Tumalatis of a guy, or only Tumas Oil from a guy, or maybe they have a doing of Sarah to go in, they were not worried about Tumas Akim Machal, maybe it's a Sophic if there's Tumas Yisrael altogether, maybe we can apply Sophic Tumas Yisrael. There's many possibilities. We're just coming to bring up the various Nakudas, the various factors that might come into play, why I couldn't have to ask a Shaila by Rav anytime he'd want to walk into a hospital. Obviously, if it's a Pekuch Nefesh, situation of Pekuch Nefesh, the Kohen can walk into the hospital, any hospital, no matter what, where he or whoever he's there take care of, be the child or be his wife, will get the best care. A lady who's in labor is going to the hospital to have a baby, the husband is allowed to come with her, even if he's a Kohen, even if there's a Chashash of Tumas Meis over there, or a definite some space over there, because the Yisurim Daita, just to calm her down, is considered important enough that we can be over on Yisurim, even Yisurim of Shabbos, just to calm down the Yoledes who's in labor giving birth, that's part of her Sakana, that she has to be taken care of and calmed down the right way. And therefore, the Kohen have the right to go in, and once to go in, he has to go out. But to come back to visit her, or to come back to pick her up, that will be something that will be based on the nature of that hospital, how much of an issue of Tumas Mesa has. That's something the Kohen would ask a Shiloh about. Sometimes it happens that a child is born, unfortunately, with something wrong, with like an extra limb, extra finger, or extra toe. So Baruch Hashem, nowadays, the surgeries that we've done, the operations that we've done to remove it. However, once the extra finger is removed, generally there's something done, not necessarily in the hospital, but there's a clinic in which this is done. And once it's taken off, you have an aver, you have a limb of a live person, aver menachai, also creates tumah soil. So then you have to know if a whole limb is being removed, or if they're taken off piece by piece. You don't have a whole limb, and you don't have a gzais, or exactly wouldn't be a problem either. That's also a complicated child that has to be dealt with. If the Kohen has such a child and has to have the finger or the extra finger, whatever it is, removed, so let's say the Kohen is a baby, let's say we'll work out ahead so they allow to bring him into this clinic where they have these Avarim around and where his extra Avar is being removed. Could the father take him, or does the mother have to bring him and the father can't go? These are all various points that Kohen has to think about and ask a Shiloh before he goes in any place that might have an issue of Tumas Meis. Kohen Noga Sulsabasim, the Kohen are very careful and they go in extra Madregas and extra Chumas, Kohen are Noig, the Minigub is the Kohen extra Machman, more than the halach is machayiv them to stay away from Tumas Meis and to retain their purity and their kedusha, that they should be able to keep the halachas properly.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.